Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind as we kick off Hour 3, the Monday edition. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with
you. And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That is, again, freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones and to the fun, right back into Dave in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Mark, if you could just recap the point that you made towards the end of the last hour, since we were right up against the news break.
There was a police officer killed in Manchester, New Hampshire, last week sometime. Mm-hmm. And a good man, by all accounts. And he was killed by, apparently, you know, what appears to be some, you know, raving criminal. And then later on, a few days ago, there was a parade in Manchester for the police officer with 5,000 police officers in attendance. You know, all kinds of police vehicles and even helicopters swooping down back and forth. Quite an affair. My thought was, how much tax dollars went to pay for this parade?
Helicopter fuel is not cheap.
B, how many parades have they had for the average person that's been shot by a criminal? Mm. Now, my question here isn't to be mean about cops, but it's to point out that really, really, the police are morally superior to us in the United States. People are, they're viewed somehow.
They're heroes.
They certainly view themselves to be morally superior.
Yeah.
You know,
a cut above.
The police chief is able to say, well, let's have a parade for officer so-and-so.
Right.
If I got shot and, you know, doing my job by some criminal, my boss would not be able to say, let's have a parade. They might have a wake. As a matter of fact, a guy did die at an office that I worked at, and you know, we had a sort of, the day was sort of spent
somber.
Thinking of, yeah, it was somber. Sure. It was spent thinking about that gentleman, and we had, you know, a big long lunch where we talked about, you know, great things about him. So it was kind of like a wake, but, you know, that's it.
What do you think about that, Dave? Is it going too far with this ceremony that they had?
Well, obviously, yes. I mean, if it costs taxpayer dollars, ideally, you know, an officer's role in pure form of protecting people from violence is an heroic role. That's why it's so important, if possible, to minimize the government connection to that, because the government is forcibly funded. And if
right.
you want someone to be a hero, a hero is someone who did a great job without actually forcing any taxpayers to pay for it. Somebody who risked their life for others without forcing taxpayers to pay for it. That's an even higher level of hero
yeah.
than someone who just takes a relative. You know, I don't say that police get paid all that well. They take a relatively modest salary and go out and do a very dangerous job. And there is a very definite element of heroism there. But it's just that, yeah, I think the whole government connection or the tax, you know, the force funding connection sort of paints that a little bit. And
yep.
when you've got helicopters and 5,000 people in a huge parade, if they can do that without taxpayer expense, that's wonderful. If they're forcing everybody to pay for it, that's a different story.
Well said, Dave. And did you have any final thoughts for us tonight?
Well, just more thoughts on this little rally. There were no police at the rally. I thought that was impressive. They didn't feel like they had to be there. There were five bounty hunters.
Huh.
All with weapons, and there was me with my little Glock, and so, you know, I really have to say I don't think police needed to be there, and so the police seemed to realize that too. They didn't seem to feel like they had to come out there and ride herd on this rally and whatnot, and that was a good sign, I thought.
Very good, sir. Well, keep us up to date as always, and we appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I agree with you completely, by the way, Mark, on this police thing. The fact that they had this parade with the helicopters and the floats or whatever it is that they put in the parade, the 5,000 people in attendance, 5,000 police.
I don't think
apparently.
There were any floats. It's just police vehicles.
In attendance, yeah, float for a dead guy. Yeah, you know what, this actually contributes to this mentality in this country that the police are indeed better people than everybody else. The fact that they have this parade contributes to people thinking, yeah, police, pretty special guys. When in fact, actually, many police departments around the country reject the most qualified applicants.
As a matter of fact, Manchester police took a court case, I believe to the Supreme Court, arguing that they were able to put as a criteria that their applicants, you know, they would only hire people with an IQ of under 120.
Really? That was Manchester?
That's what I was told today.
Wow.
By a Manchester citizen who is a free stater and all that good stuff.
I believe it. So they really, they don't even hire the best of the best. They hire average people.
Well, you know, I mean, not to say that average people can't do a fine job, but...
Indeed. But they don't deserve this...
Well, smart people ask questions.
To be put up on this pedestal. They don't deserve to be put up on a pedestal that nobody else gets. And I'm not saying every citizen that dies should get a parade.
I don't
no,
think that they would
not.
Deserve that if they were smart, either.
Right.
But it just sort of... It just goes to show
you. I'm just pointing out that they ain't so great as, you know, as far as on the scale of everybody that wants to be a police officer, the ones that are most qualified are rejected from the job. 800-259-9231 if you think we're being too mean to cops here tonight. I think that cops would be very valuable if they were really out there stopping crime, stopping real crime, or investigating real crime like murders and rapes and things like that.
In this guy's case, I believe that that's exactly what was
He was
happening.
In a domestic violence situation, in which case, yeah, he was out there doing something he should have been doing as a police officer. But on the other side of that coin, there's plenty of cops out there busting marijuana dealers or pot smokers and drug users and prostitutes, people involved in consensual, as they call them, consensual crimes, where it's two adults deciding to do business with one another, and that should be their business, and the police should have no say in that.
I get your point, but it's not my point that I'm trying to make in this one. My point in that I'm trying to make is, look, if I'm out doing my job and doing the right thing by society, by earning money, selling advertisements or doing whatever it is that I do, I'm not going to get a parade, you know?
800-259-9231, toll-free number, your thoughts. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Take control of the airwaves. Doug in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Guys.
What's up, Doug?
I need to confess here.
All right.
I have a sin, plus there's consequences to this. I'm a landlord.
There are consequences to sin, my son.
Yes. Well, this is the consequences of government strings. I took government welfare.
Oh, no.
Emergency assistance. I'm a little broke, a little stretched thin with my investment. It's a risk I'm taking, but things are getting better. But in the meantime, I had a tenant who had her purse stolen, and then she was late another time, and pretty soon she owed 3 months' rent, and I was being compassionate and waiting, and, you know, she was a nice lady. And
she sounds like a hustler.
Sure does. Anyway, she finally said, I'm getting emergency assistance. And at the time, I just had to take it because I was just broke here.
I get where you're coming from, and I don't think that we certainly don't jump on people's cases for taking government assistance in any circumstance.
I wouldn't do it.
I know Ian wouldn't do it, but are you going to jump on his case?
I think it's a shame. What were the consequences, Doug?
Well,
find out the rest of the story.
Here's the consequences of some other government assistance programs. If a tenant continues to be a bad tenant and still doesn't pay you after emergency assistance kicks in, and you want to go and finally kick them out and then sue them for garnish their wages, if they've ever taken any kind of assistance, you cannot garnish their wages.
If they personally have ever taken assistance?
Right. Not if I've taken the assistance on their behalf. If they've ever had any kind of help from the state, they are immune from wage garnishment.
Wow.
So the only
nice
thing...
Nice perk. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody go get some assistance real quick.
It's a silver bullet from your landlord who you owe money to, even if you screw him over and even if you take county assistance. It's just terrible. Now, the only thing I can hope for is their tax return money.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go through the expense of serving them and, talking to their employer and garnishing their wages. And then that costs $250 to $400 just to get that happening. And then you've got to wait and hope they make enough money that they have the tax return.
Right. Hope they don't sit at home and, smoke crack all day.
Seems like you're pretty likely to get a tax return out of somebody at some point or another, though.
I might. I'm going to try that one still. But now, the ultimate alternative, of course, is to not take any people who are likely to go on any kind of, you need help. And so here you are in a position.
Those people own houses.
Well, yeah, but you're in a position then of not helping people.
Right.
And not taking a chance on the poor.
Yeah.
Where maybe you would if their only recourse was private charity. And I've had another tenant who went to the Salvation Army and another private group who got money to cover her for rent. It was totally private. She refused to go to the county and the city. So.
Well, good. I don't know if you could. Maybe you could write it into the agreement that they cannot go to the city for assistance. And then, of course, the other problem, and the big problem is, and thank you for the call, Doug. The big problem is that these government regulations are strangling landlords' abilities to be flexible and to have alternative options. More coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sometimes East Coast and West Coast don't even speak the same language. Now, that's something I can't fix, but I can tell you a way to communicate with a policia in foreign countries in un momento.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Domestic language barriers may be confusing, but if you're without a translator in a foreign country, you could be in mucho trouble. So if traveling abroad, and especially if you're driving, consider an international driver's license. IDLs, established by the UN to help avoid complications of international travel, are also required in some countries to rent cars. IDLs come in booklet form, and each page translates critical passport and domestic driver's license information into a different language. IDL. What an ideal way to communicate your information in their language. Bon voyage. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 and hijack the airwaves. And while you're at it, go to map.freetalklive.com and check out the listener map. There's pictures and pushpins of people from all over the world that listen to Free Talk Live. So go in there and put yourself down. My name's Mark.
And it's Ian here with you. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, hi, Ian. How you doing?
What's on your mind, sir?
My biggest question is for Mark, actually.
Okay.
I was listening to the podcast over the weekend, and he had a huge problem with New Hampshire seceding from the Union.
Yes.
And I want to know why that is.
He didn't express it clear enough?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay, well, we addressed it earlier this evening on the show.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, check it out on the podcast when you get a chance.
Briefly recap, Mark.
And basically, my opinion is on secession that it causes all kinds of problems for no good reason whatever. Essentially, you can get everything that you want from secession by enacting the powers and the quote-unquote rights of a state. You know, here in the United States, if we just turn down all of the funding that we get from the government, we'll be able to get rid of all the programs that the government has.
Okay, well, that presents another question. Can you secede from your pants and smack it on the microphone for me?
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Come on.
800-259-9231. That was cute.
It was kind of cute.
That was good. We haven't had a fun quip like that in a while.
No.
800-259-9231 to Zach in South Carolina on the Amplifier line. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First, I got some bad news. The city council here in Columbia, South Carolina, voted last Wednesday to enact the smoking ban.
Yeah, well, what'd you expect?
Yeah.
You didn't really think they would vote it down, did you?
No, this week they are having another vote to consider excluding bars and private clubs from the ban. But
oh, how gracious of them! How nice.
Yeah, that I don't think that's gonna go through either.
Well, Columbia citizens now have an extra reason to move to the Free State Project.
Yeah.
So but what else is on your mind, Zach?
Good news at our politically homeless booth at the state fair just ended this weekend, and it went great. We were able to give out literature to a lot of people, and even if they didn't want to take the quiz, I would still hand them a paper and say, here, read this. It's about libertarians. We advocate a smaller government. And pretty much everyone was like, oh, yeah, smaller government. That sounds great. That's
right
what
on.
We need.
Cool.
And there was actually only one guy that said, no, I think we need a big government to keep corporations from taking over.
As though that's working.
Yeah.
As though a big government currently is keeping corporations from taking over.
Well, he's probably the head of a corporation, and he wants to take over.
Yes, that's why he's spreading the lie.
Right. So, hey, Zach, did you have any real tangible results, like a total amount of people that took the quiz, the Operation Politically Homeless World's Smallest Political Quiz, which, by the way, you can take for yourself if you go to politicalquiz.com. But anything more tangible beyond just a good feeling and good conversations with people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly about the number that took it, but I did notice we would have about, I'd say, 75 to 100 per night take it.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good number, and we had it on the computers, and so each night it would have all of the scores from that day.
Excellent.
And
so you actually have all of the information essentially in a database then?
Well, no, it's not in a database. It would go away whenever we would exit out of the program.
Ooh.
So it's just a temporary showing. I don't think there was a way to record it.
Did you get any sign-ups, maybe email addresses, contact information from people? That's always important.
We did get several people that asked about our website because we didn't have a state party website listed anywhere, so several people asked about that, and I was able to give it to them.
Good deal.
And one thing, though, I can say to the critics that say that the quiz is
slanted, biased,
forces you to be libertarian, that's not true at all. Like, we have people all over the map. But I'd say about a good 30% were libertarian, and so I told them a little bit about us, and they seemed to like it.
So there you go again. I mean, backing up my contention that a tremendous chunk of the American public, and you're going to get the American public at a county fair, a tremendous chunk of them is libertarian-leaning, and not only libertarian-leaning, but if solidly libertarian, a number of them are, and I'm glad you had success with that. And Zach, would you recommend this for other people as far as an outreach experience?
Yes, I would. Great. It's a real easy way. You just ask the person, hey, you want to come take a short political quiz? And most people are like, sure, I'll take that.
Now, here's a question for you. Were you an outgoing person, or are you more of like an introvert by nature?
I was pretty outgoing there. Like, I was working with another guy, and he's a little bit older, and he was like, well, yeah, you know, you just got to wait for the people to come. And,
ooh.
You know, and I was like, well, I think I'll just get out there and start talking to people. And I would go up to I'll be like, hey, you want to come take our quiz?
Good deal.
Okay.
You pretty much have to be a carnival barker because you're sort of mixed in there. At least when I do these things at the county fair, you're sort of mixed in among a bunch of other hucksters that are trying to sell a cookware set or whatever it is.
Yeah, we were right beside the Tupperware table.
Right. So you've got to really get out there and pitch your product to people. You cannot sit back and wait for people to approach your booth because it just will not happen. Zach, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck doing another one of those. 800-259-9231. Always great to hear about successful libertarian activism, and this is something that anybody can do. It's not an expensive proposition. The Operation Politically Homeless booth from the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org is like $100. You get this huge poster-sized version of the quiz and a bunch of other stuff as well, and you can go set it up anywhere where there's a crowd.
Well, it's a good lesson for life in general because, you know, if you sit back and wait for stuff to come to you, you're not going to get nearly as much as if
right.
you go out there and you market yourself and you talk to people, you're going to have a lot more success.
You know, when I was younger, I took the test, the Myers-Briggs standard test,
yes.
I think, where you fill out a series of questions as to what you would do in certain situations, and then they give you your score as far as there's different letters that correspond to personality traits and that sort of thing. And when I was younger, I scored as an introvert. And I find it challenging, you know, as somebody who comes from that sort of perspective, introverted perspective originally, I love the challenge of getting in front of a group of people, in the case of a county fair like Zach was doing, or a state fair, and being an extrovert. Like reaching out to people, inviting them to come take the quiz, talking to people, engaging in people. And I think an introvert with enough, somebody who's introverted with enough drive, with enough desire, can shift themselves into a more extroverted mode.
Yes and no. According to Myers-Briggs, the definition of an extrovert is a person who thinks by speaking. I fit classically into the Myers-Briggs definition. You are definitely, from my experience, an introvert. You're just an extroverted introvert, like extroverted in the more classic sense.
Huh.
You push beyond whatever your barriers are. You think about things. You're pensive.
I see. I didn't realize that was the definition of extrovert. When I think extrovert, I think somebody who's outgoing.
Right, that's the Myers-Briggs definition.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Mark's going to a self-help seminar tomorrow, and we're going to talk about it and how crazy it is. Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. You go get it. It's free. freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, I don't think we've ever really discussed your little cult on the air here on Free Talk Live. And before we go on, I want you to know that the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I care about you. I love you, Mark, and I don't want to see you get lost into this despicable group of strange people known as the Landmark Forum.
You don't know anything about these people.
Oh, I know plenty.
The Forum is the name of a course, not a group.
Yeah. Okay, Landmark is the group then, right?
Landmark Education.
Okay.
At landmarkeducation.com.
Yeah, they're going to get plenty of plugs here on this particular segment of the show. But this is something you got involved with how long ago?
Oh, it's probably been 2002, I'd say.
You're going to be taking the day off tomorrow, the entire day, to go to a Landmark seminar.
No, I'm just in the evening.
But... okay. Which is unusual, because normally they have really long seminars, indoctrination seminars.
Not entirely. That's not entirely fair. They have a few courses that go on for the whole weekend. But
right. So yeah, you've been doing it for...
most of them are just in, you know, from 7 to 10.
So you've been doing it for about 4 years. And
different times.
And before we go into more about it, how did you get started?
A friend of mine asked me if I'd like to take the Landmark Forum. She said that it would probably be helpful in my business. And I said, okay. It was a weekend-long course, three days and an evening, and $350 or something like that. Seemed. I asked my roommate at the time who had taken it, is this worth taking? He said, absolutely. And so I did. And I thought it was great.
It sounds nice. I mean, when you talk about it, I mean, people come out of it, they feel good. I mean, it's self-help. I mean, people love self-help.
Self-help isn't the right term, but go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is. And so you're going to be going there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have a co-host in here. I believe we're going to have Gardner Goldsmith coming in to fill in, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I bet
of
it
course.
Is. I love being on the air with Gardner Goldsmith.
But you won't be. Because
no, I won't.
You won't be here.
That's correct.
And... so I wanted to share something that I discovered about this Landmark group, because up until this point, up until the last few days, I really only heard from you.
Right.
And you actually convinced me at one point to go to one of these introductions to landmark mm-hmm. things where they set up this little, it's kind of like a little Tupperware party almost. You go to somebody's house.
Except it's not multi-level marketing.
No, it's not. Which is a shame, too, because you guys do so much recruiting, you should get rewarded for it.
We do.
You go to somebody's house, and they spam you with their landmarks speak. And
it's not spam. You went there willingly.
And they talk about how great it is and how it's going to change your life and how you need help. And, well, I didn't need their help.
They did not say that you needed help. They gave you an opportunity to look at whether or not you needed help.
And I don't.
That's what
because
you decided.
Because I already understand concepts, some of the concepts they were presenting, and of course some of it's total gobbledygook and meaningless
nonsense
stuff here. But let me share an experience from a forum graduation attendee. This from
from an independent source, 94% of people that take the Landmark Forum consider it one of the most formative events in their lives.
An independent source, huh?
That's correct.
A subsidiary of Landmark Education?
No.
Anyway, here you go. I'm a female graduate student studying social work with an emphasis in counseling, and I'm in my early 30s. I just want to give you guys an insight into what Mark's doing tomorrow night, and then we'll talk more about it when he gets back. Around 8 months ago, a girlfriend of mine started describing an experience she had with a self-help workshop called The Forum. She described her recently completed weekend seminar as the most enlightening, mind-altering, and groundbreaking experience of her life. She asked that I be present at what she called her graduation. She said that she wanted me... Do they still do this, the graduation?
How long has this been?
This has been about 5 years.
Okay.
She said they... do they still do it?
They do.
Okay.
But they've changed their practice on... they're not nearly as hard sell as they were about 5 years ago is when they changed their practice.
Well, that's good, because apparently things have changed over the years with these guys. They actually purchased... Landmark, before they existed, was known as EST.
Not exactly, but yes.
And they purchased EST from the original guy who created it, and it
Warner
was more
Earhart.
Of an authoritarian version of what they do in Landmark, much more so, as I understand it.
You know, times have changed from the 70s.
And apparently EST was also influenced in some way by Scientology as well, which is an interesting
just
factoid.
Barely. Just tiny concepts.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find Christian concepts
mm-hmm.
in it, too.
She said that she wanted me there because she would feel supported by having the people she loved the most attend this momentous occasion. I'd never heard of the forum before, and although my suspicions were slightly raised about someone graduating after attending a 3-day course, I was eventually persuaded by her to show up. After meeting her out front at the forum building, by the way, this whole account is not unusual. There's a bunch of these, and I'm going to share the link with you guys at bbs.freetalklive.com later. After meeting her out front at the forum building, where I was told to show up at a certain time, she took me inside into a large room with about 150 people. But then, my friend told me that I couldn't stay there with her and had to go with one of the attendants. When I asked her when and where their graduation was, she just coyly smiled and said that she had a surprise for me. I was actually going to attend a mini class. I would need to be patient and trust her, and everything would be explained soon.
To be entirely clear on what's being said here, in the forum, when they ask you to bring people to their graduation, it's not even a graduation, when they ask people to bring you to the last night of your forum,
mm-hmm.
they want you to be very specific on what's going to happen to them that evening. And this person was tricked by her friend.
Oh, they want you to be told in advance that you're going to be pitched?
Yes. That you're going to be taken, you're going to be given a mini class, you're going to be given
the opportunity
to register.
Well, apparently there are a lot of people that aren't doing that.
You know, it's absolutely true. A lot of people don't do it. It's because it's hard to sell. You know it's hard to sell. They want the people in their lives to have this great program, and they figure, well, I'll just get them to come here, and then they'll magically want to sign up. Instead, they feel tricked. Feeling tricked isn't going to want to sign up.
Before I left with the attendant, she firmly insisted I should not leave the building until she picked me up in a couple of hours. I was then ushered out of the large room into a much smaller room, which was occupied by two other people who looked as bewildered as I did. Behind us, right outside the door, was a white cloth table surrounded by an absurdly happy-looking staff. After the attendant departed, I was promptly given...
That is true in all Landmark Education.
Brainwashing is why.
No,
after the attendant departed, I was promptly given a name tag, asked to fill out forms, which included such information as my work and home addresses and telephone numbers. Fortunately, even though I still did not know what was going on, I had enough sense to fill out the paperwork with false information. In a few short minutes, which is probably good because a lot of people get call after call from these Landmark salespeople when they don't want to sign up for their forums, continued harassment. In a few short minutes, two instructors came into the room, a man and woman.
All you have to do is ask one time not to be called.
Who both had a glazed look in their eyes and rigid smiles on their faces. Immediately, they started a hard sales pitch as to why I needed to attend the forum and what amazing things it could offer for my life. The instructors were very intently focusing in on our small group and making me feel very uncomfortable and awkward. When I asked them what they were offering for their $500 weekend, they continually responded with very vague answers and just kept harping on the point that I would need to come down and experience it for myself.
I think you do, in order to know what Landmark, the Landmark Forum is about, you do need to experience it for yourself. There's no way to describe it.
The introduction was enough for me.
But did you feel, you took the same thing that this woman did, only you took it a year later after they had changed it. Did you feel that you were hard-sold?
I didn't go to this graduation.
No. But you took the exact same introduction. I know because I took the introduction leader program.
No, there was not a hard sell going on.
That's because they changed it.
Yeah, they hard sell you later on.
People complained that this is how they felt.
Right.
And the company modified its pitch.
Good for them. Still brainwashing. The instructors testified about how much their lives had changed, and there weren't there any things about my life which I would like to change and improve? When I told them I was a reasonably secure and happy person, that I'm satisfied with the vast majority of my life, they gently rebutted, pointing out that it was possible that I was really lying to myself. They could understand why I would not feel safe to open up to them then and there, but that if I attended the forum seminar, I would understand things more clearly than I ever have in my life. When I got home that night, I felt tricked, ambushed, and lied to. But I eventually rationalized...
Well, she was tricked, ambushed, and lied to. But she was tricked, ambushed, and lied to by her friend. If things were the same... Now, I can't speak to what happened 5 years ago because I didn't take the forum 5 years ago. But I can speak to the Landmark Forum now because I just sat in on one 3 months ago, and it didn't feel that way at all for me, and they were very clear that you're going, you know, that they're going to, you know, people are going to give them the opportunity to register.
There's so many disturbing things that go on here. We're not going to have time to cover them all, which is why I want to talk about it more when you get back from this this forum, and we'll find out, of course, what you learned this time out. But there's also more to this lady's story coming up. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience all of the great stuff that we've got for you for free. Because that's the way a good talk show website should be. And in fact, if you want to voluntarily support the show, considering that we give you everything for free up front, maybe you should become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. In essence, it allows you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, to get new listeners coming across the message of freedom and liberty. If that's important to you, or you just want to help support the show that you really enjoy listening to, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details about how we're spending the money, because we're asking for all of $3 a month. That's it.
It's crazy. Crazy talk.
Yeah, we're bringing in $3 a month, and we're turning it around into promotion for the show, hence the name Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're buying industry advertisements to get on new stations. We're buying internet advertisements and more. And that, again, is amp.freetalklive.com. Join the over 290 amplifiers. By the way, we have a new top amp, Mark.
Really?
We had a challenge a few months back when a gentleman signed up for a $75 per month amp. Whoa, I mean, oh my gosh, we don't ask for that. We ask for $3. Some people decide that's too that's not enough, and they want to give us a little bit more. Some give us $5. But this guy gave us $75, and he said he wanted to challenge the other listeners to see who could top his amp. It has been done now. And now there's somebody who's giving us $100 a month, which is just fantastic.
God bless him.
That's tremendous. So
not really even giving us. I mean, they are giving it to us. Because
Free Talk Live when I say us.
Yeah, they're really giving it to the show, and it's only going to Advertise, Market, and Promote the show.
All right, so details at amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and one thing for radio listeners specifically, but everybody also, poll.freetalklive.com. There's an active poll right now. You need to have a BBS account. It is free to register for this. The poll question is, how did you first hear Free Talk Live, or how did you discover, how did you find out about Free Talk Live? And as of a couple days ago, nobody had voted on the radio. And I know there's probably thousands of people listening to Free Talk Live on the radio right now. It's just that most of you are probably in your cars, and so you're forgetting to go and vote in the poll, even if you think that you might want to. By the time you get home, there's kids screaming or whatever. You don't think about it. It's not front and center. You're not sitting in front of your computer listening to the show on the radio, for the most part.
So, yeah, podcasters are more interactive than radio listeners.
I would like to see radio listeners represent in this poll, and so I'm specifically requesting that you go to poll.freetalklive.com to vote. All right, so we're talking about this landmark education seminar thing that Mark is going to be attending tomorrow night. By the way, what's the cost of this going to be for you tomorrow night?
I don't know.
What, they charge you when you get there?
My wife's taking care of it. It's probably going to be I think it's $35 if I had to make a guess.
Okay. So you're going to pay people money to tell you, I guess, how to think about your life or something like that.
I don't know what
to make suggestions.
What I'm paying them to tell me. They're going to tell me after I pay them.
Well, anyway, so we're talking about one lady's story about how she went to one of these forums, and I'm bringing this out because I care, Mark, and it's clear that at this point you're a true believer in the program. You've been doing it for 4 years.
Absolutely, it's a great program.
Anybody that questions it, you're going to shove that that question aside because you believe you've benefited from it, and if you have, then I think that's great. But on the other hand, there's also a chance that you've wasted your money and been a little bit brainwashed.
Okay.
So with that said, let's continue the story. So this woman went to the forum, and she felt a little bit tricked because there was a pretty hard sell. Now, you say that's changed. You say the hard sell's pretty much gone at this point. And to be fair, this is a slightly older story, though there are some more recent ones with similar themes. So the woman was invited by one of her friends. Well, she says, I eventually rationalized, after I felt tricked and ambushed and lied to when I got home, I rationalized my friend's manipulation and lying by telling myself that her heart was in the right place. I convinced myself that she unintentionally manipulated me because of her own excitement and passion for something that gave her so much joy. I wanted to believe her motivation for lying was that she didn't want me to miss out on something that was obviously so profound for her. And her actions were driven by love for me as a friend.
Okay.
And I think that's great. I think a lot of these people writing these excerpts are really caring towards the people that invited them to this forum. Unfortunately, there's other stories about people losing their best friends because of Landmark Forum. She says, I was wrong. In the next few months that followed, she began to hound me on the subject of joining the forum.
Uh-huh.
She would call me after she would complete yet another seminar and tell me over and over again how this particular seminar changed her life forever. After each seminar, she enthusiastically expressed the same sentiment again and again. How she would never look at anything the same way ever again. How it was the most mind-blowing experience of her life. How she met the most amazing people of her life who are incredibly successful. And how everything has changed positively in her life because of the seminar. Interestingly enough, her life, in my observation, has not been positively changed even slightly since she's been doing these courses. In fact, quite the opposite has happened. Since she has done the forum, she has been living with a friend due to being kicked out of her apartment for not paying rent, probably because she's spending too much money on the seminars. She drives a car that's not registered, nor does she carry any insurance, and she is frequently asked if she could borrow money, probably for more seminars, or stay at my place if need be.
I fail to see how this is connected with Landmark in any way. The woman took Landmark, and she has some problems.
There are several stories. I told you this is not a unique story. Several stories of people taking this forum and essentially acting as telemarketers for this Landmark group, calling their friends and family members and pounding them to come and spend money with this group.
Okay. Have I called you from one of these events and asked you if you'd
no,
like
because
to
you know you'd know
no,
I would slap you down.
I have called you and asked you.
You have?
Yep, I did it one time. I remember specifically. You had an issue with the Landmark Forum that you felt that it cost too much.
Uh-huh.
And I called you and I told you that Landmark, they have a policy that I had just found out about, that if you feel that the forum was not worth the money, that they'll refund you every penny. And
yeah,
I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
That's asking you to come, man.
Right.
I addressed
your telemarketer. You're telemarketer for these people. And you know a little bit more about sales than most people, so you probably know better than to keep calling back. Apparently the rest of the people that go, not so good. I have not seen any of the glowing success from the forum that she often raves about. However, I do see a connection between her financial difficulties and their exorbitant payments for her courses.
They are not exorbitant. They are cheap.
I've maintained our friendship over the past few months, hoping that she would eventually lose interest. But very recently, her proselytizing has reached a fevered pitch. A few days ago, she called me and proceeded to use her forum jargon and some routine that she had obviously learned at one of her last seminars. She went on to tell me that she's not really been authentic about her feelings with me. She continued that she has not been in integrity with me because she had not been honest about how much she wanted me to do the course. She wanted to preface by saying how much she loved me. What an amazing friend I've been to her, and that if I truly did love her or see any value in our friendship, that I would do the forum.
Oh, boy.
Not a good pitch.
That's a bad pitch.
She told me that she was going to make, she was not going to take no for an answer. When I said no once again, her pitch went into an even more intense gear. She began attacking me, telling me that I was in a racket, that I just didn't get it, and that I was scared to be successful in my life.
Mm.
She continued, saying the very reason of why I didn't want to do the forum was why I needed to do it. These were her exact words.
Kind of an interesting thing.
She began to assault every element of my life. This is not unique. And use the things that I told her in confidence against me in a very violating way. She told me that I would never have a good relationship with my parents, or be successful in my career, or have a long-term committed relationship with a man unless I did the forum courses. This was the final straw. I realized the constant nagging and manipulation wasn't going to stop anytime soon, and decided our relationship would have to come to an end.
Wow.
I find it both tragic and loathsome that this organization exists to prey on vulnerable and weak people by offering psychobabble and false hope. One of the most shocking revelations came when my friend told me a few months earlier that she'd been misinterpreting the reason that her mother had been so mercilessly cruel to her when she was a child. She told me that all this time she'd been in a racket, thinking in her own head that her mother didn't love her. But the forum taught her to take responsibility, that it was really my friend's fault somehow that her relationship with her mother was so bad today.
Not taking responsibility for and having it your fault are two completely different things, and it's very distinct inside the Landmark Education that there's a difference between you being at fault and you being at cause in a situation. The Landmark is of the opinion that you are at cause for everything that happens in the world, and that's a powerful place to come from.
Whatever that means. You'd have to explain that one more on Wednesday night. But the most shocking, you make a note, Mark, because you need to explain that. The most shocking of all was the forum convinced her that the abuse that occurred to her as a child didn't really happen the way she remembers. In other words, she was convinced that after all these years, she created the whole situation of abuse in her head and has just misinterpreted her mother's behavior. Upon hearing her reveal this, I immediately knew the tactics of the forum are not only irresponsible, but also downright dangerous.
Hold on just a second. In fear of missing this woman, I still want to point out that what we remember as a child may not be everything that happened. Like, I could remember getting slapped in the hand
by my
mother.
Sure, it might have been worse.
Hold on just a second. I could remember getting slapped in the hand by my mother and thinking that it was a shocking experience, and not remember that what I was doing was reaching up towards a hot stove.
Not only does the forum have the ability to financially devastate lives, more significantly, it's emotionally and morally bankrupting individuals just to turn a buck. I hope you can find good use for this information, and we're going to bring you...
She's a bitter woman whose crazy friend just went off the deep end.
We're going to come back with more of this on Wednesday night when you return. We'll be back live tomorrow night with Gardner Goldsmith in co-hosting with me. It's been Free Talk Live. We'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.